And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Glad you're joining us today on this beautiful Tuesday. It feels like Monday for many of us. We had yesterday off, and wishing every one of our veterans our deepest thanks and honors for Veterans Day yesterday. Kudos to the VA and everybody who partnered together for the parade yesterday in downtown Prescott, around the courthouse square. What a gorgeous morning and time to honor and recognize and support our veterans. Great day. And I want to shout out thank you to those that specifically recognize the Korean War veterans. And my dad served in the Korean War in the Navy aboard an aircraft carrier. And I grew up hearing many, many stories that he shared about his life on the aircraft carrier. And he even tells about the one time a lot of the planes flying in, they filmed. And one of the planes, as it came in to land, missed. Anyway, there was a plane crash. It crashed, it rolled, it burst into flames. The pilot was safe because my dad told me the story. But they used that footage in many of the movies that were made that showed aircraft, airplane landings. And so every once in a while we'd be watching, because I was my daddy's girl and watched all the war movies with him. He would say, well, there's our plane crash. And I could recognize it anywhere. But again, you know, he was very proud of his service in the Korean War. And I just want to send a special thank you just for recognizing them and all our Korean War veterans who sometimes, you know, they just like anybody might get lost in the cracks. But again, support and honor all of our veterans from every military conflict. Got a great show today. We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we've got the Embry-Riddle flight team on the show talking about their recent competition. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Rebates, rebates.
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system
to get their rebates.
0% financing is available, too, up to 12 months.
Rebates, rebates.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettles now at 772-2751 for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Well, I'm very excited to introduce our next guest. I've got Colin Hosung, he's the team captain, and Bob Moser, who's the head coach for the Embry-Riddle flight team. They have just won the regional competition for the 33rd consecutive year in a row. And kudos, we're cheering you guys on. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Bob, as you were and I were mentioning when we were on the break, is that 33 years ago, Mr. Hosung wasn't with us. He was not even a gleam yet in
the
yeah. They've been around a while, you know, but how long have you been involved with the flight team?
I've been involved with the flight team for about 2 years now.
Okay.
I came from another university and they needed some help with the flight team. I was glad to join in. NIFA
is the sanctioning body. It's the National Intercollegiate Flying Association.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been around. There's been collegiate aviation for over 50 years now.
Right.
So, yeah. And the team here has been around for over 30.
Right. And you've been involved at other universities.
I have with NIFA. And mm-hmm. It is the premier organization for collegiates to compete in aviation.
And to win it 33 years in a row is quite a feat.
It's quite a legacy, actually, that the
right.
team has here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a legacy of students who are very, very dedicated. And we're just maybe just a little bit more dedicated than the competition.
Well, I'm going to jump over here to Colin. And does that put some added pressure on you as you're getting ready to compete? The fact that you do have this, you know, tradition and history and this legacy of winning this?
I think in the back of everyone's mind, it definitely is something we want to do every year. We obviously want to make our alumni proud because they give us a lot of support year in and year out. But I think at the end of the day, something I preached to the team this year was just to treat it like another day of mm-hmm. preparation, to treat it like another set of landings, another ground event test that we need to take for the competition. And really by just treating it like practice, I think the team really came together well and it worked out in our favor.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to go back to the basics, because a lot of people think, wow, that's amazing. What is it? So when you talk about this competition, let's kind of give over the overview of what you actually do during competing.
Absolutely. NIFA splits the country into 10 regions. Mm-hmm. And usually there's 8 to 10, possibly as many as 12 teams that might be in every region. And the top two or three teams will go to a national competition. And we happen to have won so far 12 national championships.
Right.
And the events, there's actually 11 events. Most people have the misconception that all of the events are flying events. And in fact, only four of them take place in the air. There's events such as aircraft identification. There's, you know, the little spinning calculators that we have,
mm-hmm.
the little, whiz wheels, a lot of people call them. It's a flight
right.
calculator. There's competitions that involve those, competitions that involve flight planning, simulators, crew resource management, et cetera. It's very comprehensive competition.
So each piece of those competitions, Colin, are they done by a different student, let's see, or do collectively the whole team does all of them?
Each student has certain events that they compete in. Mm-hmm. It really depends on what the strengths are of each individual on the team. So one student could compete in six different events, and one person may only have one event that they do on the team. It really varies between all of the competitors we have on the team.
Right. And, okay, so what part do you compete in?
I'm a competitor in aircraft recognition, so that's one of the events that Bob mentioned for the ground event. And then on the flying side of things, I participate in power on, power off landings, and navigation.
Okay, let's talk. Well, people are really thinking flying, So how does the flying competition work?
Many people, when they hear flying team, they're going to think about aerobatics.
Right.
And that's not really what this competition is about. The four flying events are precision navigation and flight planning, but also precision landings. So we're not out there doing loops or rolls or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the rules that govern these flight events are very, very strict. And we've had many of the instructor pilots come up and say, I want to challenge you, you know, on that. And when we tell them all the rules that govern the event, they back off just a little bit. The students will practice a tremendous amount during the week. And again, I think that's why the team has been successful. If you talk about the flight team, everybody gets excited until you tell them that we practice three evenings a week and anywhere from 12 to 14 hours on Saturday. So there's a tremendous amount of work that goes into competing for the national at the national level.
So it's studying to prepare to compete.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. So it's not just flying in the air. And you mentioned the landings. Can you explain those?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the power-on, power-off landings events, what they'll do is the judges for NIFA will go out to the runway, and they will tape a line, a big line across the runway, and the whole goal of the landings event is to land the aircraft as close to that line as possible. So it's essentially precision landings, which obviously there's a lot of variables to take into account.
Wow, yes.
And power-on, you still have power in the aircraft, and power off is basically simulating an engine failure in the pattern, and you have to essentially glide the airplane down to its touchdown point. So both of the events require a lot of planning and many, many days of preparation to be competitive in.
Okay, wow. Precision navigation. Kind of explain that one to us.
Sure. When they get to the competition, they are given a route that they must fly. They're given points to which they have to plan,
mm-hmm.
the distances, the altitudes, the bearings that they have to fly, and also how much fuel is going to be consumed through all that. And there's even pictures that they need to take along the way. So it's pretty comprehensive planning the flight and executing the flight. Many of these flights are finished within seconds of the plan and within a tenth of a gallon of the flight planning. So, again, this is a very precise, very, very high level of competition.
And like you said, it takes a lot of preparation and practice, going through it over and over and over again.
Absolutely. I mean, like Bob said, it was three nights every single week, all the team members, despite their school schedule and their schedule and their flight training, get together and practice their ground events. And all day on Saturday, we're flying, practicing ground events, and doing everything with a purpose and doing everything with our eye on the prize of winning nationals at one point.
Right.
Let me give you another example of one of the ground events, aircraft identification. They need to memorize between 3,000 and 4,000 different aircraft. And a lot of times, you're not shown the entire aircraft. You have 3 seconds to name the make, model, and variant of the particular aircraft. And you might only get a picture of the tail or the wingtip. Again, when you get to the national level, this is very, very high level of study to know that many aircraft to that detail.
That there are that many different aircraft.
Yeah, absolutely.
Colin's actually one of the top competitors in the nation in aircraft identification.
And how do you study for that? Just keep looking at pictures of airplanes and studying them?
Pretty much, yeah.
And you're talking about the large jets as well as the smaller planes?
Could be anything. Could even be helicopters. I mean, that's really the big issue with aircraft identification, is trying to figure out how many things you need to study. And the way I've always done it is just studying with a group of people. You learn different ways that other people may look at a picture that's different from you, and you can really pick up as much information as you can. But really the best way to study it, is to sit down and just look at pictures of airplanes. And it's honestly very fun.
Oh, yes, obviously you're an expert in the country. How does somebody become a member of the flight team?
Well, there's actually about a 7-week tryout period that we do at the beginning of every year. There's approximately 30 to 40 members on the team, and obviously members would graduate off the team, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But just to give you an idea of the scope, we had 128 students try out for the team this year.
Wow.
We took 13.
Oh, my. Because you had some moving up in grade, let's say, and you, like Colin was telling me, you're a senior, that you've been on the flight team for how long?
For 4 years now.
So you move up, and then you fill in behind somebody that might be graduating.
Correct.
Holy smokes. Now, you're a pilot.
Yes, ma'am.
And how long did it take you to get your pilot's license?
I started my pilot's license training actually all the way back in 2011. I had small little lessons here and there, but I was able to get my private pilot's license about 2 weeks before coming to Embry-Riddle as a freshman in 2016. So it took a few months to get my private, and now I'm currently working on my commercial license.
So that's your interest then, is to go into as a commercial pilot?
Yes, ma'am.
You could just fly me anywhere. I just hop on a plane and feel so comfortable with you.
And before you ask me, I trained with Orville and Wilbur.
Bob, now this radio, nobody can see you.
Well,
you
I've been
sound
told,
just as young as Colin.
I've been told I have a face made for radio, so it's a good thing.
But you're a pilot also.
I actually got my pilot's license back in the 1970s when I was in high school.
Right.
And been flying ever since. It wasn't my original profession, but always loved flying and went on to fly business jets and worked for a couple different universities in not only coaching teams, but also managing flight simulation facilities.
Hmm, wonderful. What's next? What's next? You taking a break? I mean, you've had the competition. Mm-hmm. You've got your third consecutive win. What comes next?
Well, now our eyes are set on Nationals. Nationals this year is going to be held in Oshkosh, Wisconsin,
okay,
in late May, which is definitely very, very fun to be able to go there because that's the site of the big AOPA fly-in in July. But our sights now are definitely set on that. This past Nationals didn't go the way we wanted it to. We ended up placing third in the nation, which, you know, is less than what we would have wanted to shoot for. But the whole entire team right now is very focused and very driven and encouraged by our performance at regionals that we feel that even with a break coming up, we have a lot to offer, and we're very excited for the competition.
We would also be very remiss if we did not mention how much support we get from the university.
Mm-hmm.
All the way
Absolutely.
Up through the chancellor's office, not only budgetary support, but also the everyone associated with flying, the group of instructor pilots that are there, the chair of the department, the aircraft that we have access to, et cetera, our maintenance staff. Everyone is so supportive of the team, and we're very glad for that.
That's exciting. Well, all the best to you, Bob Mosier and Colin Hosang. A great way to end your years at Embry-Riddle to win the Nationals. So we're going to send you on wings to get out there in May and win it and come on back. We'll bring it back and talk about it. So thank you both for joining us. Again, congratulations. You represent us, our community, our country so very well. So we appreciate you. Thank you
very much.
Thank you for inviting us.
Right. Of course. You're great. These are just great, aren't they, Link? They're just great. Okay, you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Cool nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, I'm Hammer Time Sandy.
And I'm Hammer Time Mike.
And together we're inviting you to tune into Hammer Time. Every Saturday and Sunday morning, 7 a.m. right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for lively talk and hear what's new in the construction industry. Hammer Time, brought to you by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, your local resource working for you. So this weekend and every weekend, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Mike.
Don't start without us.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Yes, and so, hello, welcome back. We're going to talk about things a little closer to home, some things that have driven through the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce and some of the events we have coming up. So my first guest is Steve Sams. He's with the National Wild Turkey Federation, the Yavapai Yelpers. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Marnie.
Where's our intro? You know, it's the weirdest thing. You've got to see how they make those sound turkey sounds. You know, it's like this device that you shake and it makes that noise, but it's fun.
It is.
That's how turkeys sound.
Yep.
Not like gobble, gobble, gobble. Yep. It's like, do it again. All right. And that's to remind you that coming up on November the 25th is our annual Flying High Turkey Drive, where we work with partners, including Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority, our very own Yavapai Yelpers, to collect turkeys.
Absolutely.
In our community. So what do we do with them, Steve?
Well, I think most people are aware that our Yavapai Food Bank is serving a lot of people, like 2,500 families. And this time of year, we put a lot of energy into trying to help them out by getting donations of turkeys and all of the things that go along with turkey dinner. We call them fixins. It's everything from, you know, mashed potatoes and vegetables and pie filling and cranberries and all of those kinds of things that, you know, we're asking people to donate for us then to give to Yavapai Food Bank to help them serve their clientele.
Right. And they also, there's other organizations to just go to the food bank for those turkeys to go into the food banks that they are using to serve. It's paying it forward. It's giving it forward.
Absolutely.
So we do this and we collect turkeys. We're at Fry's in Prescott Valley from 12 to 6, but we do this so people, and really, Steve, what's our experience? I've been doing this now with this. This will be my 14th year.
Yeah.
What's our experience? Is this community not the most giving?
Absolutely.
And sharing that we ever
absolutely
experience? You're standing out there and people are bringing stuff that said, last year I had nothing and the food bank helped me or something.
I often have people that will come in and say, you know, last year I received help from the food bank and this year I want to give back.
Right.
So that's just the nature of our community and, you know, thank goodness that's the case. We got generous people that are, you know, out there trying to help people who are less fortunate than they are. And, it's a great day. It really is. And, you know, we have fun with it.
It is fun.
You know,
you keep praying for snow because I go up in the bucket truck, Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority's engine 50. I think it is.
we get Marnie up in the air fast. The Yavapai Yelpers starts the day out with $1,500 worth of donated turkeys. So we're not going to let you lollygag around on the ground. We're going to get you up in the bucket as fast as we can.
I know. We have so many pictures from all of our past years, and you can tell what the weather is like depending on what I look like up in the bucket. Yeah. Am I all wrapped from head to toe with my little eyes showing out as I wave? Or am I just in a sweater with a little scarf and saying, you know, it's the parade wave? You never know, but it's always, that's the fun of the day
is
because we're doing that. And you all are down at the store, and, you know, Brady's joining us in a few minutes, but all of my staff are volunteers at the chamber with the board members and our ambassadors, plus the food bank, plus Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority, the police department.
Absolutely.
Many times we have the Bradshaw Mountain High School Go Bears football team. Everybody is, and definitely we've had over the, since they've been here, the Northern Arizona Suns, and everybody is there to help us collect those turkeys.
Yep.
They're giving their time and in many cases have donated on their by themselves first and then said, now I'll stay and help.
Right. And it gets kind of crazy back there at the turkey bin.
Well, now let's talk about where you're at. Okay. You're not at the front of the store.
Nope.
You're in the back.
The Yavapai Yelpers, at least several of us, are back in the back to help people pick out a turkey for themselves, trying to figure out what size they need and then encouraging them to, you know, to get another one to donate to the food bank. So we'll do the heavy lifting for you. We'll find a turkey the right size for you, put it in your basket, then there'll be somebody at the front door after you check out that will offload whatever you're donating into the trucks or the trailers that go to the food bank. So, you know, a lot of people helping out. We'll be out there making turkey noises and wearing silly hats and having a good time just trying to help the food bank out and, you know, raise a little community spirit.
Well, we do that. The one thing I've got to say about our group over in Prescott Valley is that we do make it fun.
Yeah.
And every person who donates a turkey or fixins, we'll even take hams and roasts. I mean, some people,
absolutely,
you know, don't like turkey, but we'll take all of that. We give them a whole lot of love and thank them, you know, for those items that they're donating. And it's so important that this is a time of family and friends and holiday spirit. It's really the kickoff, I always believe, to the beginning of the season of giving, the
absolutely
season of caring for one another. And this is how we do it in a big way in Prescott Valley to get this started.
Yep.
And I'm always so proud of how many turkeys we collect and how many pounds of food we do, because it's always, we shake our heads thinking, we do better every year.
Per capita, I don't think there is a community in the state that raises as much as we do.
Mm-hmm. And that's because we've been doing it, and we appreciate those that come out and partner with us.
Absolutely.
So whether you're going to donate an 8-pound turkey or a 12-pound turkey, I always love to go back and see you before I go up in the truck and see how blue your hands are, because you guys are digging down in that freezer picking up those turkeys. And let me tell you, as we've seen, they don't bounce.
No. And if you can't come out on Monday and you still want to participate, you can stop by the chamber office and drop off a check. You can swing by, even if you're not shopping that day, there'll be people out there that would take cash or check donations at the front door. So there's a way for everybody to participate.
And we've done, it's so many years, we've done the math, $25 will feed a family for a complete traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep.
So, again, Monday, November the 25th at the Fry's Store in Prescott Valley, we'll be there. We'll also be collecting at the Fry's Stores in Prescott to let you know if you don't live in Prescott Valley. We're all doing it to collect for the food bank and help those have that traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Right, Steve?
Absolutely. Come out and help us help others.
There you go. All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over here and jump to Brady, because coming up on December the 6th is the annual Prescott Valley Holiday Festival of Lights and Nightlight Parade. And Brady, tell us about entering the Nightlight Parade.
So the Nightlight Parade is on December 6th. It starts at sundown. We're calling it 6 p.m., but truly we're just waiting for the sun to go down, because a lot of our parade entries are illuminated. They have Christmas lights.
They all are illuminated. That's the Nightlight Parade.
Yeah, they have holiday lights all over them. You would enter by contacting the Prescott Valley Chamber. You can contact me directly. That's brady@pvchamber.org. Or you could give me a call at 772-8857. Entry is fairly affordable for the kind of advertising that your business will get. Entry is only $25 now. You're getting the early registration fee for a few more days. That fee will go up by $10, I believe, on the 20th. You can find that information on the front page of our website, which is pvchamber.org. But I encourage you to enter. There are thousands of people in Prescott Valley who come out to be a part of this parade and to see what is going on. We have entries that get wilder and wilder every single year. It really is just like a huge festive show-off in Prescott Valley.
And, well, it's our kickoff to the Christmas and holiday spirit, and it's always so nice to have as many people join us. And I want to we do not have a theme for our parade, and that's by design, because we know that Prescott has the Downtown Partnership hosts their nightlife parade the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So therefore, they have a theme. We don't have a theme because we want you to be able to take your float that you entered in there and bring it on over to Prescott Valley on Friday the 6th and without any adjustments. We'll just take you lights all theme no matter what.
Everybody is welcome.
And then also to let you know that we talk about the exposure is because it is recorded by our Mark and Eddie from Channel 56 that runs throughout the Christmas and holiday season. So, again, that plays over and over and over again. So you're only limited by your imagination, and we can give you some tips on how to light your float if you want to call the chamber at 772-8857, because Brady will tell you exactly maybe how to get those lights lit.
We've got all the info on DCAC converters, trust me.
There you go. So come on out. That will be Friday, December the 6th, but entries are being taken now. So call us at the chamber or go to pvchamber.org. All right. Brady, Steve, thank you. It's full speed ahead to the holidays. Are you guys ready?
Absolutely.
I'm getting ready.
And one quick question is, we were talking about Thanksgiving, and this, we have one more show, but to let Steve, what's your favorite Thanksgiving part of the meal?
The turkey.
And Brady?
I'm an apple pie kind of guy.
Apple pie. There you go. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
The Old Banner Road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's is all about the health of your animals and a great shopping experience. But we're also about community. That's why we're successful. We don't see a divide between a successful community and success for Olson's. That's why we believe in Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters and their mission to inspire and ignite the potential in Yavapai County's children. Think of these effective words: leadership, professional, model, success, potential, relationship, knowledge, coach, defend, and last but not least, not least, invest. You can invest in a child's potential and support Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters by being a part of Up, Up, and Away, a grand gala, dinner, and live auction on Saturday, November 16th, beginning at 5 p.m. at the Prescott Resort. The evening features a silent auction, gourmet dinner, live auction, and dancing to the music of Five in the Wheel. Become a part of the success of this great event. Call Cheryl to purchase tickets at 778-5135 or purchase online at azbigs.org. Good enough just isn't.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/19.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Lyft is letting its rideshare drivers know they've got their back when it comes to maintaining their own cars they use on the job. Lyft has cut the ribbons on a new auto repair center in East Phoenix near Tempe.
It was very clear that if we wanted to find ways to give value to the drivers, we're just really excited for the drivers who make our platform really possible.
Company Southwest Director Drina Kusari says the facility takes into consideration that people drive to earn money, but car repair expenses can threaten their livelihood and sideline the car they need to provide service.
It's kind of like a race car pit stop. We have multiple technicians working in a car at the same time so as to minimize the time that the driver has to keep their car at the shop.
Kusari says the facility offers significantly cheaper auto repairs. The center also boasts a comfortable place for drivers to rest up while they're waiting. The driver center, now open, is touted as the first in the nation to have expanded services, including collision repair, under one roof. Clear skies this evening, cooling after bedtime to near 39 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then continued sunny and mild with light breezes, cloudy Friday, with daily highs all week long around 68. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, more of the same, with pre-dawn lows around 41, mostly sunny daily highs in the upper 70s, cloudy Thursday night, and just a few degrees cooler by the weekend. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back, Chamber Spotlight on Business. I have to say, one of the things that I love about our Chamber Spotlight on Business gives me an opportunity to talk to some of our new business owners. But a lot of times I ask them personal questions like, can you help me with this? And I get so much great information. And that is the case with Mark Stanford, the owner of Patriot Plumbing here.
Hi.
Had a couple questions for him and, you know, and he's, you know, could take care of the problems I have. But hey, Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. It's great. It's that time of season. You know, everybody's planning the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
The big family's coming over, and chances are their garbage disposal, their sink's going to back up, and we want to get you out in front of them so they know who to call.
Well, it's common to have drain problems this time of year because everybody's cooking more and having family over, those kind of things. And so the plumbing is getting used a lot more than usual. Water heaters are working harder because the water coming into the house is colder. So they're working harder, and so a lot of things happen this time of year. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. So let's talk about Patriot Plumbing and all of the services you provide, and from there.
Well, I've been a plumber for 28 years, and I've been just moved here from Texas about 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a licensed master plumber there for 15 years, and starting my business here.
Great. So tell us the services you provide, probably.
I do all kinds of drain work. I've got a sewer camera that I can run down the line and scope it out and take a look at problems that are happening. I work on anything and everything to do with plumbing, water heaters, fixtures, repair, replacement, things like that.
How often should a water heater be replaced? Do you wait until it busts, or should you replace it ahead of time?
Generally speaking, a typical conventional style water heater will last 10 to 12 years.
Oh, okay. Does that depend on the number of people that might be in the house that are using hot water?
That and the type of water heater it is, the brand, you know, the quality of it, plays into that too, hardness of the water, and if you have a softener or not, that helps too. But generally speaking, 10 to 12 years is an average.
Right. So hypothetically, if somebody bought a house that came with a soft water heater and you've never even known how it works or even if it works, do you think that's something you probably would need to check?
We can look at the age of it by looking at the serial number and take a look and see how old it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good idea,
too. If it's
too.
Working?
Or,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Might not be working. I got one. But anyway, okay, let's go back. So let's say, hypothetically, I'm talking about the services you provide because obviously, you know, I'm a needy plumber girl. I need one. If you have a water heater on one side of the house and your bathroom's located on the other high side of the house, how do you get the hot water to go to it faster?
Well, you can do several things. You can install a recirculation system, depending on the type of house you have. If you're on a slab, it's a little more difficult. If you're on pier and beam or raised foundation, you can run a line, an additional line from your furthest fixture to the water heater, and then you put a pump on it, and it continually cycles hot water, and then you have hot water back there almost instantaneously.
Right. Okay, so that's something that can be modified or adjusted.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't think that you'd have to move your water heater.
Yeah, that would be difficult sometimes, yeah.
Okay, how is somebody get a hold of you?
They can email me at currently stanfordplumbing.com. That was my company in Texas, but my new website and email will be available here in just the next few weeks.
Okay.
And that's patriotaz.net. And they can email me at mark@patriotaz.net.
So still a work in progress on getting some of these things in place.
Yes. My website is currently under construction. I've just got my truck lettered, and we're going through the process of getting set up.
Right. But you're ready to go, ready to take care of business out there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're up and running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And the phone number, 928-499-9979. Lots of nines.
Okay. Well, if you can give a word of advice to our folks listening out there that are looking forward to this holiday season, what can you tell them the best thing to do to avoid a plumbing problem potentially to ruin their holidays?
Potato skins in the garbage disposal. Not
Keep
a good
out,
idea.
Huh?
Keep them out. Rice is not good, and eggshells, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Not eggshells.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of eggshells is not good. Yeah. Or even coffee grounds, too, are notorious for stopping up drains.
Well, that's use the coffee grounds and eggshells to fertilize your plants. Or
There you go.
Works.
You can always compost.
Keep them out of the garbage disposal.
Yeah.
Excellent advice, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marty.
Oh, one last question.
Sure.
Thanksgiving dinner. What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, gosh. It'd have to be stuffing.
Stuffing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Cornbread or
The cornbread, yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. You know, everybody's got their favorite stuffing recipe.
You bet.
All right. We're going to jump over here and talk to Valerie Ferry, owner of Sigler & Ferry CPAs. I've known Valerie for a long time. She's a graduate of the Chamber's Business Academy, and you've just moved to New Digs.
Yes.
Pretty exciting.
Office moved now to the corner of Florentine and Navajo. We ran out of space at our old location on Valley Road. So any of our clients out there that are listening, I know we sent postcards, but we've moved in case you missed it. So when you come for your tax appointments, make sure you come to the corner of Navajo and Florentine.
Okay, so let's tell us about a lot of – right now we're all thinking tax time. I mean, mm-hmm. not to, you know, to prepare for 2020, but what other services do you provide?
Well, I would like to express some of the things we do as a firm, because most people think of a CPA firm and they think of taxes, which is good. That is a big part of what we do. We also do small business accounting. We do a lot of payroll services for companies. We do a lot of tax planning, which is really the right thing to do this time of year. So even if you're thinking about taxes for, you know, after the holidays, long before the end of the year, especially if you have a business, if you're trying to save some taxes, you want to do your tax planning appointment with your accountant.
Oh, okay.
So that's really what's timely this year. The other thing, because I was thinking about Thanksgiving and the holidays and having all your family around you, some of whom you might be really happy with, some of them you might, but we won't go there. But, you know, one of the things we do that people don't often think about is we call it personal bookkeeping assistance. So if you think about it for companies, you know, you obviously have either your internal accountant or bookkeeper, or you hire us or somebody else to do this. A lot of times individuals don't want to do the hassle of keeping track of their own personal finances, or maybe they're just not as able to as they get up there in years maybe, and they need some help. You know, I especially think of it as this time of year when families are getting together, because, you know, most older people mm-hmm. often have their adult children helping them with this, which is wonderful and fine. But if it's become too much of a burden, or you just prefer to have an outside person look at it, what we do, think of it as bookkeeping services for individuals. Pay bills. I mean, literally, we get the different bills and keep track of them for the individual. We reconcile their bank accounts. We track their investments. If they have rental properties, we handle the accounting side of that if they'd like. It's as small or as big as they need. And it's the kind of thing where we offer really good one-on-one service. So in a lot of these cases, people bring their information to us. But if they need us to go to them, we also go to their house or wherever they prefer. It's the goal is to make it easy for that individual to get their finances taken care of and to make sure bills are paid on time. And sometimes people just don't want to hassle it, or maybe they're seasonal, you know,
right.
residents and things like that, where they're in different places at different times. So for a lot of different reasons, people use us for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably not a typical thing people think of a CPA firm
right.
you know, being there for. We do all the traditional stuff and all the financial statements and accounting, and certainly individual tax returns are a big part of our business, and company tax returns.
Right, even not-for-profit, you know.
Oh, yes, we do not-for-profits.
Not-for-profits, absolutely. And then you also will serve as a statutory agent
mm-hmm.
for a company, and you
that.
Can make arrangements
yeah.
with you for
we
that.
We also help companies in decisions about what type of business entity to be a limited liability company or LLC, or maybe they should be a corporation. Many companies nowadays become LLCs. We even file all the paperwork for them if they'd like with the Arizona Corporation Commission and get them set up.
Wow. I think a lot of people have not learned that about you. A lot of us, you know, been around for a while. Mm-hmm. But how long have you been a CPA, Valerie?
Well, I graduated college, I hate to say it, in 1984. So I've been working in public accounting since then. It takes a few years to get your license. And I was originally licensed back in the 80s in California, because that's where I went to school and was born and raised. Moved out to Arizona in 2005 and got licensed in Arizona shortly after that. So I'm actually licensed in both states, just kind of handy because we have a lot of people in the area who've moved from out of state.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of them are from California, although apparently we have Texas too today. So
God bless Texas.
Yeah, no state tax there. That's the nice part there. So I started doing a bunch of taxes here in Arizona and specialized more heavily in entity company taxation, mm-hmm. along with the owners of those companies.
Right.
But the firm I have here, I'm fortunate I bought the firm in 2016, so I've owned it for a little over 3 years. It was bought from Larry and Mary Sigler, for those of you who remember them. They owned the firm for about 20 years. Before that, Harvey Scoop, believe it or not.
Right.
It has a long history in town, mm-hmm. of which I am very, very fortunate to be a part of now. So I'm really, really happy with that. And I think Marty Jordy mentioned that we had our grand opening for our move, so which was wonderful to see that the firm is still growing and still thriving after all these years.
Oh, absolutely.
Years.
And great parking. That's what
Valerie
kept
great.
Walking around.
That was
around.
My favorite thing.
We have
thing.
Parking. We have
Way
parking
more parking.
Now. And it's nice to be on the main street, and the signage is great over there.
Yeah.
So if somebody's interested in doing either that planning, tax planning, or setting an appointment up with you for you to do their income tax return, how would they get a hold of you?
Okay. The best way is to call. Our number is 928-772-1714. And for any potential new clients, we always offer a 30-minute free consultation to come in, meet me, meet the people in the firm, decide if it's a good fit for them. Nobody's obligated. They can just come in and check us out.
Check us out. Well, mm-hmm. I highly recommend. I've been a client since I moved here and worked with Larry Sigler and now with Valerie, and have been extremely pleased with the service I get and taking care of my personal financial business and keeping less money, more money for me and less money for taxes. And again, that's all that planning. So, Valerie, real quick, favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner?
I was thinking about sweet potatoes, especially the casseroles with the little marshmallows.
See, by the time we're all finished, we could all do a whole dinner here with all of our favorites.
Gosh. You should have brought us some.
Your phone number one more time.
Yeah. Sigler and Ferry CPAs. Our phone number is 928-772-1714. You can also check out our website at www.ferrycpa.com. Ferry is like a ferry boat, so it's F as in Frank, E-R-R-Y, C-P-A. So ferrycpa.com.
Great. And over here, it's really quick to you, mark your phone number one more time.
928-499-9979.
And we're going to end with that, with mark that phone number, because we know somebody's going to have a problem. Remember, don't put potato peels and onion skins and eggs and coffee down your garbage disposal. Give him the day off, too.
Right.
All right, short break here. When we come back, it's time to close the show. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be right back.
Nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Maybe you you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC, inspired by you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, watches, motorcycles, boats, flashlights, golf carts, lawnmowers, and light your homes. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Power up at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store or at batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Time to close out the show. Want to send a shout out to the Northern Arizona Suns. Sad loss on Saturday night, but, you know, they're back again for another game tomorrow night, so come on down to the Findlay Toyota Center and enjoy some really live basketball action. Obviously, if you've seen it, you read about it, it was quite a game, and our players are stepping up, so we look to a fun season of exciting basketball, really high caliber professional level. So come on out again, Findlay Toyota Center tomorrow night. Game's at 6:30. I believe the doors open at 5:30, so come on out, and I'm going to Link, yes. Tell me, of all the people, what is your favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner?
My favorite part, hands down, the gravy. Marty, it's all about the gravy.
Yeah, you make good gravy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yes.
It's the drippings. Okay. It's the whole thing.
I know, the drippings and that. I'm kind of like a stuffing girl until I'm on a diet. So thank you all for joining us. Have a great 2 weeks. Mayor Kale will be with you next Tuesday. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.